Hi there. This is a tribute to my dad, an audio tribute, of course, to my dad, Gene Ernest Walter, born November 22nd, 1940. He passed away in 2022 on September 11th, which was kind of interesting to me. He was a federal employee with the Department of Agriculture, and of course, it's Patriots Day on September 11th. He died of Lewy body dementia. But before he went down that nasty path, he was a great dad. I want to talk to you a little bit about Gene. I was the oldest of four, and Mom and Dad met at Iowa State, and Mom asked Dad out. So I guess Val, my mom, was kind of before her time. She's always been a social extrovert, and Dad's best friends growing up were dogs on the farm. He was kind of more of an introvert. Even though he had a great personality, he was just fine being by himself. He loved raising those puppies back in the day when he was a kid. Forever loved dogs. For an introvert, however, he was a guy who had a great sense of humor. I think that's where I got my sense of humor from. And he loved to laugh. His high school classmates at Denver, Iowa, in the high school yearbook, wrote, "Gene is college bound to learn about the ground," referring to his love of agriculture and attending Iowa State, majoring in agronomy. My earliest memories of Dad was when he was in his 30s, and I remember him laughing till he cried many times. I liked to make him laugh. I thought that was fun as a kid, and probably still is why I like still to turn to humor a lot. Dad was only 24 years old when he had me. I was born on November 21, a day before him. And we ate a lot of cake before the Thanksgiving pie at our house, that's for sure. And Mom would always make him his favorite, which was German chocolate cake from scratch. Have you ever had that with the coconut? Oh my. I would probably eat about 3/4 of it. But to be real, Dad and I had very different personalities and mindsets for that matter. We found common ground with sports and travel. My first time in a plane was when I was 26, believe it or not. I'd been in 37 states up until then. He loved to drive, and we had 2-week vacations, and we went everywhere in a car as a kid. So I think that passed on to my kids as well. They love to drive too and have no problem being in a car for a long period of time. I always focused on what was good and valuable and tried to leave the other stuff behind when we disagreed on different things. Because of Dad, I'm really good with money, to be honest. He made it easy for me to get a paper route when I was a kid, and this taught me responsibility, deadlines, money management, and customer service. And I remember one time I had a customer who wouldn't pay me. I'm all of like, what, seventh grade, and the dude wouldn't pay for the papers I already delivered to him, and Dad had my back on that one. He had no problem walking down the street with me, knocking on this dude's door, and saying, "Hey, what's going on?" And I liked that when he had my back. In fact, there was another time as an adult when I was new in real estate and had a client who needed some real expertise, advice about his land and how wet it would be or not be. And he wanted to feel confident about purchasing this property. And I had Dad come out and give him his professional opinion, which I really was thankful for. And it was a way, I don't know if it meant much to him, but it did me. And I thought that was kind of cool that I always liked it when he had my back. Dad loved to camp. I hated it. To pass the time, though, I would go to the lake or the river near our campsites and throw rocks. That's all I could do all day. And I remember him saying to me, "Wow, you've got a really great throwing arm," which I ended up, God did bless me with a good arm. I ended up being a pitcher in high school, pretty good pitcher, and then I did a little bit in college even. But starting in fourth grade and not ending until my senior year, we would play catch. And mostly before the season would start, he would help me get my arm ready to go. One time I thought, I was pretty young, and I thought it'd be cool to have a wooden home plate that we would have for a target. So he'd stand behind that and give me that good target. And I hit the plate one time, low pitch. Of course I did. It ricocheted off the plate, the wooden plate, and hit him right in the baby maker. But, you know, the whole baseball thing was something that we talked about a lot, and he was always at my games, and he even came to some adult softball games. He liked baseball. His brothers played it and managed it. You know, above all, I think I'll just miss his calls That's the first thing that comes to mind. Hey, Gary Boy, he'd say. He loved the Waltons TV show from the 1970s, and John Boy was the star. I don't know if that's where that came from, but hey, Gary Boy, how's it going? He really did love his family. He was a good family guy. I think he's a dad that I learned just as much from as what to do and what not to do. And that's okay. I think that that's how every child would look back at their childhood and say that, you know, parents aren't perfect. But, you know, when you stack it all up, it was his intent. Even when he did things that I didn't really care for, it was his intent that he did love me and he loved his family a lot. He was a man of God, and I'm sure I'll see him again in the next life. That's a guarantee. His favorite Bible verse was John 14:6. Look it up. Make it a great day and love each other, okay? Thanks for listening.